We want to welcome back, then, Irv Hayden. And by the way, Irv, let me start your tenor here again with a question. We've had some calls from people wanting to know if the Stevenson Expressway is open outbound from Chicago. Can you give me that advice and welcome home?
Well, thank you, Howard, for the welcome. And as for the advice, the Stevenson Expressway, as of our last survey this morning, was absolutely open outbound from Chicago, nothing holding it up. We do have an obstruction out on the Tri-State, though. On the Tri-State southbound at the Southwest Highway, the right-hand lane is closed, and it's going to be closed until tomorrow at 3 o'clock. And on the Dan Ryan Expressway southbound at 35th, we have an accident in the right-hand lane. Now, I'm looking down at the O'Hare Complex, and would you believe, as of right now, the Kennedy Expressway outbound, we have a heaviness from Kimball to Montrose, and then it is wide open all the way out to, oh, let's call it Mannheim, a very minor slowdown at Mannheim, and then open into O'Hare. The Kennedy Expressway outbound, we have about a 1-2, maybe a 3-block backup inbound, and this extends, that would be inbound to the Tri-State. And then once beyond the Tri-State, the Kennedy Expressway inbound is moving well to River Road. We have a moderate heavy from River Road to Cumberland. And then beyond here, the Kennedy inbound is open all the way down to Foster. And we have a heaviness in the right-hand lane from Foster to the junction. The Kennedy Expressway outbound, heavy from Kimball to Montrose. And then once beyond Montrose, smooth sailing all the way out to O'Hare on the Kennedy outbound at the present time. And I'm trying to find out the reason for it. I only see one lane open, and that was our big problem this morning with traffic coming in. And that's all we have at the present time inbound. Kennedy Expressway outbound from O'Hare has three lanes of traffic, and we only have one lane open at the Tri-State, and this is causing the problem here. The Eaton's Expressway southbound at Montrose is reduced to one lane, and this is causing a backup to Caldwell. The Dan Ryan Expressway southbound, we have an accident, and this too in the right-hand lane. Looking down Old Mannheim Road, Old Mannheim Road in the Higgins area is looking pretty good, and we find that New Mannheim Road northbound at Higgins is also cooperating nicely. So as of right now, I would say no trouble in the O'Hare area. Flying Officer Hayden of the Chicago Police Department, back to the Howard Miller Show at the WGN studio.
And now for the makers of Ballpark Franks and the other fine high-grade branded meat products, here again is Irv Hayden of our Chicago Police Department up in the copters.
Who are you with? What film do you have, and when will you be?
Apparently, we're having some difficulty establishing communications with Irv up there. This program, which we'll resume in just a moment, we will make that contact after this word from High Grade.
But High Grade's West Virginia ham will help any recipe.
Now for High Grade branded meat products, and until we reach our copter and Irv Hayden, let's listen to Peg of My Heart. Okay, let's go up to copter number two now, and Sergeant Ed Peterson of our Cook County Sheriff's Police.
We find the inbound Kennedy wheeling along at a moderate pace, and I can read that from Nagel right down to North Avenue. But the outbound Kennedy is very heavy and slow in all lanes in the downtown area to a minimum of Nagel. Please be prepared for a single lane in and outbound of O'Hare. You're going to encounter a long delay out there without any doubt. We haven't had any visual contact out there, but with history repeating itself, be prepared for a long delay at O'Hare in and outbound. And we find the outbound Eisenhower slowing a kedgy in that heavy up in the south origin. The inbound Eisenhower looks good from Richardson into the downtown area. I'm happy to report that the outbound Stevenson is just moderately heavy from the Dan Ryan out to Cicero, then accelerates to the maximum pace just west of Cicero. And we have that heaviness in the southbound Ryan out to 45th Street, where traffic is narrowed to three lanes. The northbound Dan Ryan has no particular problems, and we have that heaviness on the southbound Lakeshore Drive to the Eastern. Sergeant Ed Peterson of the Cook County Sheriff's Police, turning to the Howard Miller Show at the WGN studios.
The makers of Ballpark Franks and other fine high-grade branded meat products have presented this report of traffic. Our next report about 10 minutes away on WGN Chicago.